Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Televangelist Pat Robertson was an American media mogul, religious broadcaster, political commentator, former presidential candidate, and former Southern Baptist minister. Robinson died this morning in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the age of 93. No official cause was given. Republicans are not moving forward with contempt charges against the head of the FBI over documents that allege bribery involving then-Vice President Joe Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky introduced the resolution to hold Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress for failing to hand over the documents a whistleblower says shows evidence of Biden taking $5 million for a policy decision. But yesterday, Comer said he's reached an agreement with Wray and how all members of the committee will be able to see the documents. The White House says the allegations involving Biden are a part of a smear campaign. The Republican presidential candidate pool is getting bigger.
Two more names can be added to the ever-growing list of Republicans who want to be president. Former VP Mike Pence made his announcement on his 64th birthday in Iowa.
I've long believed that to whom much is given, much will be required. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing that I'm running for president of the United States of America.
Pence stressed that new leadership is needed in the Republican Party, and he wasn't alone. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum also threw his hat into the ring.
We need a leader who's clearly focused on three things: economy, energy, and national security.
Both men attacked the policies of the Biden administration as hurtful to the country. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden yesterday vetoed the bill that would have scrapped his $400 billion student loan handout and says he wasn't going to back down when it came to forgiving the college debt of millions across the country. The Biden plan is to have you, the American taxpayer, pay off the loans. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Federal prosecutors have notified presidential candidate Donald Trump that he is the target of an investigation into his handling of classified materials. The Justice Department typically notifies people when they become targets of an investigation to give them an opportunity to present their own evidence before a grand jury. It should be noted the notification does not necessarily mean Trump will be charged. Trump, the front runner in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, has repeatedly called the multiple investigations politically motivated. Although no longer on the air, Fox News is reporting Tucker Carlson breached his contract with the network by launching a viral video on Twitter.
Axios reports the company notified Carlson's lawyers by letter on Wednesday. His attorneys told the outlet that any legal action by Fox would violate his First Amendment rights. Carlson, who had been Fox's top-rated primetime host, was let go in April. The first episode of his new Twitter show debuted Tuesday, with more than 60 million views less than one day since posting. I'm Ryan Daniels.
NASA's Parker Solar Probe, launched in 2018, made a key discovery that unveiled the source of fast solar winds. In December 2021, the probe flew through the sun's upper atmosphere. In a paper published this week in the journal Nature, and simply put, solar flares appear to be controlled by the sun's cold spots, known as coronal holes. These holes emit high-speed particles from the sun, like water from a showerhead. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Realize that, you know, compared to the other narrative that's out around the streets of this country of ours, boy, we've got so much to celebrate and be proud of. And when I say that, I know some people think, well, you know, pride is one of those things that, you know, shouldn't be. Well, it's an innate human emotion. What makes it wrong is when it's over the top and it's elevated beyond its significance. Bill Federer, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
You know, I was talking yesterday and gave reasons for why I'm proud. You know, when I think about, my upbringing and our family, serving the country, being a part of a country that is first to respond when people are in dire straits, saving Western civilization, raising so many people out of poverty. I mean, you can go on and on about I think the great things that are being, you know, swallowed and being ignored by those that want to drive an agenda that's anti-American.
Yeah, you know, I sum up America, and for that matter, all of Judeo-Christian Western civilization, in one word, individual. That you have a worth as an individual because you are made in the image of God. And this God is not a respecter of persons. This is different than the rest of the world. In communist countries, your worth is dependent on your utility, on your right. Social credit score. How loyal are you to the Communist Party? In the Hindu countries, they have a caste system, four major castes, and the top are the Brahmin. They're near divinity in that system. And the bottom are the Dalits, untouchables. And they have to clean the sewers and to take care of the trash. And they never in this lifetime can move up the ladder. They're stuck. They don't have this upward mobility. There's not equality there. In the fundamentalist Muslim countries, a Muslim male is worth more than a Muslim female. And the Muslims are worth more than infidels. I mean, even a man can have four wives in fundamentalist Islam. A woman can't have four husbands. I don't know which woman would want four husbands, but there's not equality. And even Muhammad said it takes two women to testify in court against one man because a woman's mind is deficient. That's their belief system. And In Islam, Allah has no image. So you can't be made in the image of Allah because he has no image. Well, the concept that you are made in the image of God is a Bible concept, and that you have a worth because of that. Irregardless of if you're in the highest caste or lowest caste, irregardless if you're useful to the state, irregardless if you're a faithful Muslim male or not, you are worth exactly the same as everybody else, and you're made in the image of God. And so what we have in America is a form of government where the government's job is to protect your creator-given rights. The government exists to guarantee that you have equal treatment before the law. Not equal treatment of outcome, but equal treatment before the law.
Exactly.
And this is unique. And so that's so America's founders, for all their faults, they gave you a present, you and me a present. And the present is you get to be in charge of your life. You get to have worth, regardless of your status or caste or class, just because you exist and you're made in the image of God.
Exactly.
So
it's a God-given gift, Bill. See, this is the thing that is omitted with all these other religions, is that they don't acknowledge God. And if you don't acknowledge God, you're not even going to be able to come into the vicinity of any of the blessings, the innate blessings that, you know, this is what was so inspirational and so powerful about the Constitution and our early founders. I mean, they were sold out to God. You know, and you can call it the power of the Holy Spirit, call it what you want, but no doubt about it that God's hand was upon the birth of this nation. And what it put into play here, just as you just laid out for us. Gosh, I'll tell you, Bill, I mean, all the more that causes me to, you know, be so grateful to God and our founding fathers to have the courage to do that. And where we are right now is you've got leadership, you've got elected officials who've turned their back on God, and they're saying booey to that. You know, if we want to have a multi-leveled justice system, if we don't want, fairness under the law, hey, that's our choice. We're going to make it that way. And meanwhile, until you get on board here, we're going to pretend as if we are a constitutional republic, right?
Yes. And so the word citizen is Greek. It means co-king, co-ruler, co-sovereign. So you're a citizen of America. You're a co-king of America. So you get to be in charge of your life, and then all of us together are in charge of the country. But every other form of government's all top down. Kings, pharaohs, Caesars, Kaisers, Sultans, Tsars, you know, Xi Jinping in China, you know, Putin in Russia, Kim Jong-un or whoever in North Korea. They're all top down. The Ayatollah in Iran. America is a bottom up form of government. And because we've been asleep, I tell people there's two ways in which the people will give up their freedom back to a concentrated government, and that's fear and free stuff. You get people into fear, they panic, and they'll snap, the rubber band will snap back, they'll give up their freedoms to the state in exchange for the state promising. And then the other is free stuff. You get dependent on government handouts, and then people will give up their freedoms to keep it coming.
Exactly. Well, there's a responsibility, Bill, to being a citizen, to being a co-king. You know, even back in the days, the Old Testament, what was the one thing that was passed on to the kings of Israel? It was the law of God. And they were admonished. They were told this was something that needs to be with you constantly and that you need to be reading on a daily basis. And when you read when Israel got into trouble and its leadership made a hard left, it was when the kings failed to be advised by the word of God. And so here it is. We are, as a constitutional republic, which John Adams had, you know, cautioned us, said this constitution was designed for a moral and righteous people. And so when you have a nation that turns its back on God, I mean, we had a party, the Democratic Party, and what was it, 2000, said they're taking God out of their platform. And so what's happened? I mean, back in the 60s, we decided, gotta have separation of church and state. You know, how dare we have the Ten Commandments in the hallways of schools today? Well, look at schools today and how they're upside down and how, you know, the teachers have this idea that they are responsible. It's interesting. They're conditionally responsible for the raising of our kids, right? and the things that they're putting upon our children is disgusting. But this is what happens when you take God out of the picture, right?
Well, it is. And so all of their systems are what they call honor shame. And so your worth is dependent on the group that you belong to. Is it a class? You know, in Europe, they had the aristocracy and then the common people. Is it in China? They had the 100 family names. And if you're one of those families, you're important.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you're Xi Jinping.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Bill Fetter. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Good night.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Bill Federer, the American Minute creator. And Bill, kind of to just wrap a bow on this first segment and kind of summarize, I mean, the bottom line is that we're so blessed here in America. And I know many people are literally freaking out with what's going on with our government right now. It just appears to be in shambles. This constitutional republic is being threatened, by FBI. We've been, you and I have discussed this. I've discussed it with so many other people that the corruption that clearly is running rampant in our government has gotten to be so obvious that people don't know what to do. But I keep saying, look, God has given us a prescription as people of faith. I mean, you got to go back and again, remember, America without God doesn't happen. And, John Winthrop, as you've talked about before, had this vision that America would be that city on a hill, that bright shining light for freedom and for faith on a hill that would draw people to God for his glory. And where we are right now, the problems that we have, they cannot be solved by a government, I believe. We are at that point where God has allowed us to get to that point where we have to look up and look and turn to him for the resolve of the problems that we have right now. When you have schools getting involved with changing the sex of our children, doing things to them that will alter their lives, their entire lives, there's no turning back with this kind of stuff. I mean, this is so, so pernicious. You've got John Kerry. He tells everybody, here we are, because the projections are we're at 8 billion population in the world, and the projection is we're going to be at 10 billion. And he, in his geniusness, in his small-mindedness, which might rival, Chris Christie's small ideas, is that he says it's unsustainable. Who says it's unsustainable? Does God... In his word, anywhere in his word, Bill, does God say that a population is unsustainable? Why would he tell us to be fruitful and go multiply if it was if he was limited?
Yeah, you look at Thomas Malthus, and he lived in the 1700s. He's the one that came up with this idea of overpopulation, that agriculture increases arithmetically, population increases geometrically, so at some point you're going to have more people than food. And it's a lie, because on the same acreage that they farmed at 100, 200 years ago, we're producing 100 times more food. We have genetically modified foods. We have fertilizers, insecticides, irrigations. We've got, and so the idea that we're going to run out of food, no, you just come up with more ideas. And, right. And then you have, I'm not in favor of all of it, but, you have synthesized meat. You have protein from worms and bugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, seaweed.
Yeah, but that's for Bill Gates and his family, because they're into that kind of stuff. And that's okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
the idea is that when you say there's a limited amount of food, that's a lie, because you can come up with new ideas to come up with new food sources. And of course, you need to stop all these deep state actors from blowing up all of our factories and letting Chinese military into the country posing as illegal immigrants. But, I was looking at the Roman Empire. It was a republic for 500 years, about 527 B.C. up to about 27 B.C. It was a republic with 600 senators, and the people more or less were in charge of their own fate. And then you have Julius Caesar, and he says, well, there's emergencies, and I want to take power because of these emergencies. And when he realized that he was becoming a dictator, you had these senators surround him and stab him to death on the Ides of March, and they thought, well, we're going to preserve the republic. But the people liked Caesar because he was giving them free stuff, and so they riot, and the only way they could restore order was to get Julius Caesar's nephew, Octavius, to come in, and he becomes Augustus Caesar, and he officially transitions the Roman Republic to an empire, and he owns the whole thing, and you have to kiss up to him to get anywhere, and if you don't, you're dead, and so as power corrupts, You have Tiberius Caesar, and he had all these perverted, I mean, he had Jeffrey Epstein Island, Tiberius Caesar did.
Right.
And then you had Caligula, and he had like a department of royal pleasures where they'd gather young children and bring them to him, his bar, royal barge to be defiled. I mean, we're talking Hunter Biden lab stuff. So as power corrupts, you can be guaranteed that under the couple layers is tremendous perversion.
Yeah.
And so God's idea was to take the Tower of Babel and scatter it. Keep power from concentrating. And so our Constitution was that. It was a way to take the power of a king and separate it into three branches, separate it federal, state level, have this federal Frankenstein with 10 handcuffs. In other words, our Constitution was designed to prevent a president from ruling through mandates and executive orders.
Exactly.
And it was designed to prevent one person rule. Take the power of one person ruling through mandates, and you take that power and you divide it up. It was made for emergencies. So the country was formed in an emergency, the Revolutionary War. And so this idea that, oh, there's an emergency, we have to suspend the Constitution. It's like, no, the Constitution was written so that in an emergency, people would not give up their freedoms. I mean, the whole socialist tactic is you intentionally create crisis situations. They're called false flags, so that people will panic and give up their freedom to the state. And this was used for 70 years in countries between the KGB and the CIA, where they'd go into countries and intentionally create crises to get people to panic so that they could do a regime change and flip it.
See, this is why history is so important, is for us to know our history that we'll learn and then appreciate what we have. Bill, we got about 3 minutes left, and I did want to touch because I had shouted out to the audience that we were going to be talking and remembering D-Day, which just passed June the 6th, 1944, the Nazi aggression. And here it was. I mean, the key turning point of World War II in the Eastern Front, right?
Yeah, this was a big deal. This was the largest battle. And so June 6th, 1944. And the 160,000 Allied troops land on this 50-mile stretch of beach, and it's called Operation Overlord. It lasted over a month, and I had an uncle that I never met, but he died in that. His name is Orville Wilford Epperson, and it's on the plaque there, the stone plaque there on the Normandy coast. This was a big deal. And so we dropped paratroopers behind lines. Those gliders, that a lot of them crashed and they died, but the gliders would put soldiers in behind lines. They would destroy bridges and railroad lines. And then the Rangers climbing up these cliffs, being shot at with machine guns, 50 foot, and they would, you know, shoot the rope up there, and then they would climb up, but then they would get shot, and they would keep climbing, and they finally get to the top, and they take out the different machine gun nests and just courageous stuff. And then they pushed, this was in June of 1944, and they kept pushing the Nazis back. In December of 44, the Nazis make a last ditch. It's called the Battle of the Bulge. Mm-hmm. And we rally with the Patton's Third Army and the 101st Airborne at Bastogne. And then we finally pushed back. And in April of 1945, Hitler blows his brains out, and you have the end of the war. But a tremendous amount of courage that went into.
Yeah. You know, Bill, when I look at the casualty numbers for the amount of people that were there, though high, they could have been a lot higher. And again, you figure, you go, wow, you know, God's hand had to be, his hand of protection had to be upon those men and women that stormed the beach on that day.
It was. And there's my uncle flew over there and he saw the waters red with blood.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Bill Fetter has been our guest. He's the American Minute creator and best-selling author. You can check it out, AmericanMinute.com, right, Bill?
Yes, AmericanMinute.com.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingarona. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. Republicans are not moving forward with contempt charges against the head of the FBI over documents that allege bribery involving then-Vice President Joe Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky introduced the resolution to hold Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress for failing to hand over the documents a whistleblower says shows evidence of Biden taking $5 million for a policy decision. But yesterday, Comer said he's reached an agreement with Wray and how all members of the committee will be able to see the documents. The White House says the allegations involving Biden are a part of a smear campaign. Smoke choking the skies across the Northeast is expected to linger at least until next week. It's a product of wildfires burning across Canada and is a concern for those with respiratory health conditions. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you know where to go. BillMartinezShow.com. DeRoy Murdoch is with us live from New York, the capital of vending machines with crack pipes and all the other important paraphernalia for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness right there. Thank you very much, Mayor Adams, huh?
Well, Bill, you know, what's life without a crack pipe, you know? every week you and I wrap it up before we hang up and say, well, you know, what's going to happen next week? And inevitably, the crazy train goes on to the next stop. And the latest thing here in New York is Mayor Adams, our wonderful Democrat mayor, has this brilliant scheme, which is to put in vending machines to provide free crack pipes, free Narcan, and even, I believe, condoms and free chapstick or lip balm, which is amazing. And I don't mind the Narcan. I mean, if somebody's having an overdose and you can inject that person and keep that person from dying, great. I think of it, that's sort of like, you know, the drug equivalent of having a defibrillator around or having a fire extinguisher in the corner, great. But the idea that people are going to have crack pipes, crack is still illegal, as I check. This is not like tobacco. Right. This is an illegal substance. So
the Hunter Biden fiasco has led people down the wrong road. They think it's legal now because Hunter Biden's been able to get away with it, right?
Well, if the first son can do it, it must be legal, correct?
Yeah. It must be.
So,
right.
So we got that going on. But my bigger objection to this is, look, if you want to smoke crack, but why do you need the taxpayers of New York City to give you a free crack pipe? If you want to use lip balm, do what I do. Go to the store and buy some chapstick, you know? typical left-wing Democrat response, which is promote something and don't just make it legal or decriminalize it, but pay for it and give it away and make sure people get it. Don't pay for their stuff. So I, as a New York City taxpayer, and we'll be paying money in my taxes, I think it's $11,000 per machine, to give away crack pipes rather than have the crack smokers buy their own damn crack pipes.
Is that now, do you get a sign on there that says sponsored by DeRoy Murdoch?
We should do that, right?
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, I mean, because, and this is probably a little bit more convenient. I mean, speaking of the drugstores there, aren't the drugstores locking everything up? Right?
Right.
I mean, you can't go in there like the old days and just pick something off the shelf. You got to have somebody come and get it, bring a key with them so you can access the product, right?
And not just, you know, super expensive stuff. There's a Duane Reade block and a half from where I live, right on the corner. I'm there all the time. You want ice cream, you got to push the little button and wait for the clerk or the sales agent, I'm not sure what the customer service assistant, whatever the word is, to come over and unlock the case so you can get ice cream. Now, let's say you've got 10 or 12 things you want to buy. You have to have this, you know, push the button, have somebody come and help you out. You know, your 5 or 6 or 7 minute shopping trip turns into a 25 or 30 minute retail experience. Well, a lot of people do that 2 or 3 times. They get sick of it. And then they think to themselves, you know what? I'll just order on Amazon and avoid the inconvenience. And then what happens to the sales of the retail shop? Those go down, they close, and then you've got one more vacancy in New York City. One more retail vacancy, with the retail vacancy rate going up, up, and away already. Astonishing.
Well, it's crazy. And as you said, the crazy train just keeps moving around. But, you know, good news is Eric Swalwell was vindicated, I guess. Whatever he was doing with Fing Fang or whatever, you know, the ethics committee, like, we need to believe them, because these are the same people that said, you know, it's okay for Congress to do insider trading, and then it wasn't okay, and then it's okay again. You know, they sound like the L.A. Dodgers. They're a bit confused.
Well, this fits the usual pattern, which is, if you're a Democrat, you get away with whatever you do. I mean, Democrats basically have I don't want to say get out of jail free card, because that assumes they're spending time in jail. It's sort of stay out of jail free card.
Yes.
You get this guy, Eric Swalwell, who was having a sexual affair with a Chinese communist spy. And this came out, and he was on the House Intelligence Committee, top secret clearance, et cetera. And this guy is vulnerable to, I don't think he's actually a communist spy per se, but he's obviously open to blackmail. You know, this spy could have taken pictures of him in, you know, shall we say, compromising situations. Might say, look, you know, you need to hand over some documents, or we're going to release these pictures and let your constituents see what you look like in your birthday suit. You know, who knows if that's the case. But this is the sort of scary situation where you get into something like this and somebody's compromised. But again, he's going to walk. These guys always walk, and the folks who are wrapped up in the Russia gate situation know those people went to jail. And rather than that, they've got book contracts and TV deals. So you turn on the TV these days, you put on CNN or MSNBC, and the same people who are in the Durham report are on air commenting about the Durham report.
Exactly.
And they're Democrats. There are no consequences for Democrats. Democrats do whatever they want, and they skate as if they were stars in the ice capades.
Right. And Jim Comey, he's on TV with Jen Psaki. And it's amazing. He says, well, we can't let Trump, you know, get back in the White House because there'll be retaliation. The very thing he is worried about is the very thing Joe Biden is doing against all conservatives and people of faith.
That's right. And I think one of the reasons that Donald J. Trump is doing so well in the polls, he's roughly 25, 30 points ahead of Ron DeSantis and way ahead of all the other GOP competitors who seem to be multiplying by the day, is exactly the retaliation point that James Comey makes. I think there are a lot of people in the GOP and on the right, including yours truly, who are almost salivating at the idea of him coming back in the White House and exacting justice on the people at the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, the intelligence community, et cetera, who cooked up this Russiagate hoax, utter lie, ran us through that terrible situation for 3 years and paid no price for it. Even had a guy at the Department of Justice who presented a search warrant application to the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, and just invented evidence. He just sort of lied on it, and he was convicted for that. I don't think he's gone to jail. I don't think he's lost his law license. I don't think he's been disbarred. He's probably at Sidley and Austin or Sullivan and Cromwell making more money than you and I ever see.
Exactly.
There are no consequences to these people. They break the law, and they skate. And yet, if you are somebody like George, help me out here, not Stephanopoulos, Papandreou, blanking his name right now, the gentleman who was an advisor to the Trump campaign.
Right. Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos, that's the name. Yeah. Excuse me, George Papadopoulos. He went to jail. Paul Manafort went to jail. Roger Stone was headed to jail, but he was pardoned by President Trump. Mike Flynn is headed to jail. He also was pardoned by President Trump. So what we routinely see is if you're on the right, you are either you're prosecuted, you are convicted, and you spend time in jail. If you're a Democrat, nothing happens to you, and you literally wind up with a book contract, a TV deal to go become an on-air commenter at CNN or MSNBC. Those are the consequences for the left, and people on our side get prosecuted and locked up. It's a total two-track justice system. That's the kind of thing you'd expect to see somewhere in the third world, not in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, I'd like to send maybe a couple of those gun-toting IRS agents over to Hillary Clinton, you know, for the gift that she dumped into the electorate with this whole Russian delusion thing. I mean, she cost us millions of dollars, not to mention a presidency that was just entangled with all this faux narrative that she is responsible for it, along with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, the FBI, the entire gang, as you said, they've gotten away with it. But, you know, from the very start, she was the one that ignited this, that really, you know, when you look at it on its face, DeRoy, was, you know, what, 10 times worse than Watergate?
Absolutely. You know, Watergate, the investigation was based on actual break-in. There was a crime there, and that was investigated, obviously led to the resignation of Richard Milhouse Nixon. But this Russiagate thing was a fabrication. It was, you know, might as well have been saying, you know, Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny broke into Fort Knox. I mean, it was as realistic as that. And you mentioned the expense, all this millions of dollars we spent investigating this. But much worse than the money that got put into those probes was the fact that you had half the country thinking the President of the United States was a KGB agent, and the other right. half of the country angry at the other half of the country for thinking that. And think of all the division that created, all the suspicion, all the paranoia, again, based on nothing, based on utter, complete, fabricated, synthetic lies. And the Democrats knew that they made it up. They knew they lied. They ran the country through this lie for 3 years, and led to tremendous division and suspicion, which we don't need in this country. No, we don't need that sort of thing.
Exactly.
And there are people even today who think that Trump is a Russian asset, even though this whole thing was utterly, completely ersatz, totally, totally fake.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With you, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, continues with us. DeRoy, as you were saying, this whole narrative put out, by the FBI, James Comey, I mean, go right on down the line. Nobody's paying a price for it. They may have lost their jobs, but, you know, CNN, hires them, or MSNBC, puts them on the air and they land on their feet. And here it is. We, the American people, are the ones that are stuck with the bill, paying the price, and finding ourselves at each other's throats and in a civil war, so to speak, with our neighbors over one big fat lie.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And, it continues. This didn't just stop with when Trump left office. We've got these whistleblowers at the IRS who've been looking at the Hunter Biden tax situation. About 3 weeks ago, the whistleblower and his staff of 12 were all pulled off the case. The Department of Justice stepped in and told the IRS, all right, all you people looking at Hunter Biden's tax case, go do something else. You're out of here. That's right. Obstruction of justice. I mean, you've got the Department of Justice becoming the Department of Obstruction of Justice, which is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So that's going on. There was a hearing on Capitol Hill before the House Judiciary Committee, and a number of whistleblowers who have been investigating the Bidens talked about what happened to them. These people were reassigned. When they went to their new offices, they suddenly discovered that they didn't have their security clearance. Some of these people had no income for a year, maybe 15 months. Some of them moved their possessions from town A to town B. They got there, they couldn't get their possessions. They couldn't get their kids' toys out of storage. They couldn't get their clothes out of storage. Mm. And the message is, number one, to these people, all right, if you open your big mouths, you're in trouble. And then the message to everyone else around them is, look at this example we did to these people. If you want to answer that, then, speak out against Joe Biden. So this is frightening East German style totalitarian stuff. And this goes on, and if this were a Republican White House and administration doing this sort of thing, there would be people protesting the streets. There'd probably be riots, the nonstop news coverage. But because the Democrats are involved, you hear very little about it. You don't watch Fox News Channel or listen to Bill Martinez and Roy Murdoch on the radio. Mm-hmm. You don't hear about these things, and they just continue. They're swept under the rug, and every day this country moves away from freedom and step by step closer towards tyranny, thanks to Joe Biden and his administration.
Yeah, and then you've got the request from the House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer asking for a whistleblower, a document there that FBI Director Christopher Wray could be held in contempt of Congress for not turning this over. And they meet, he meets along with Jamie Raskin, the New York congressman, and they come out of this story, I mean, or they come out of this meeting with two different stories, DeRoy. I mean, it's no wonder the American people are confused here.
Well, they have a right to be confused. You know, you've got James Comer who has been asked for this document, which, by the way, is not classified. It's not a classified document. So, you know, every American should be able to read this online right now. But FBI dragged their feet. They said, oh, there is no such document. They said, oh, actually, there is a document. We can't give it to you. And then they finally said, all right, you can come down here and look at it. And they, after ongoing pressure, they finally said, okay, we'll go up to Capitol and show it to you in one of those secure, you know, SCIFs, the secure rooms where you look at classified data. And as you say, James Comer, the Republican, and Jamie Raskin, the Democrat ranking member on the House Oversight Committee, who's from Maryland, looked at it, and they both came to, of course, different conclusions. One is that Joe Biden's guilty of bribery. The other one that Joe Biden's the most innocent angel since Gabriel, I suppose. And we're still waiting to see that document. What did it say? Yeah. We, the American taxpayers, have a right to see what it says. But the FBI is just sitting on it. And now it looks like Christopher Wray, that FBI might face contempt of Congress for not handing over that information. But, you know, again, what are the consequences? I mean, they can't fire the guy. Eric Holder got hit with contempt of Congress. Nothing ever happened to him. He finished up his term on his own time and went on to other, you know, ongoing greatness of his legal career. So they're just, we live in a society without consequences, whether we're talking about shoplifting or whether we're talking about a three-year-long pattern of lies against a sitting president, or now the efforts to cover up after Hunter Biden. The left does whatever it wants, and they pay no price for it whatsoever.
Exactly. I don't know if you saw this poster or not. It shows Joe Biden in one corner, Nancy Pelosi in the other, John Kerry in the lower left, and in the lower right is Mitt Romney. The header says, what are the odds of four people all having children working for Ukrainian gas companies?
What are the odds? What are the odds?
What? Yeah, I mean, this is what Miranda Devine called princelings. The princelings are captured here, and here it is, just this example. The thing is that they're not showing is, again, you know, you follow the money. And I keep saying, how does Barack Obama evade any kind of scrutiny on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he knew about the, one of the things we learned from, I think, one of the whistleblowers, maybe the Durham report, I think it was actually the Durham report, was that there was a briefing given to, I believe it was Obama, Secretary of State John, I'm not sure about John Kerry, he might not have been there, but I believe Obama was there, Biden was there. I think James Comey of the FBI may have given the briefing, and basically they said, all right, you know, here's what Hillary's doing on the Russiagate thing. She's basically going to lie about Donald J. Trump and tie up as the incoming administration. And these people knew about it, and they went along with it. And look, you know, whether you like Donald J. Trump or not, he won the election. He had every right to come in and try to implement the agenda on which he ran and for which he got elected to try to impose in Washington, D.C. And you have the outgoing Democrat administration plotting against him and saying, okay, we're going to run with this lie and see if we can slow him down and bog him down as a president. These are the same people who talk about, oh, well, the Democrat Party believes in democracy and the Republicans want to end democracy. What could be more anti-democratic than looking at the incoming president who's been duly elected and saying, all right, we're just going to plant a whole bunch of landmines and hope that he steps on them and blows his legs off, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Right.
And that's what they did. And again, no consequences. I think at the bare minimum what should happen is these people should be disbarred and they should lose their law licenses, if nothing else. We can't lock them up in jail. The various bar associations around the country where their bars, where their licenses are tied, should say, look, you know, you violated the law. This is ugly stuff, completely against the spirit of legal ethics. And so you're no longer a lawyer. Your legal career is done.
Mm-hmm.
Take their law licenses and shred them in public. The least of these people.
Yeah. The only thing that I can see quite possibly occurring here, because this has been dragged out so long, it's reminiscent of the old Pennzoil commercial saying you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is that it's cheaper to pay right away than later. We are way past later. So the whole redemption and the payment of all this criminality is going to be incomprehensible. I just don't see how they can continue to get away with this, but there is going to be a day of reckoning because I believe the American people are being pushed beyond their tolerance level. We've got about 4 minutes left here, and I did want to address your daily caller column, transgenderism being the new homophobia, two inconvenient truths about the trans movement.
Yeah, indeed. We've got an unusual situation with this transgender movement, which seems to be, forgive the pun, on steroids. And among the things that it's doing is the way that it regards little boys and little girls who might, let's just imagine a little boy who's not particularly interested in playing sports. He'd rather, you know, sit in the library and read books and maybe watch old movies, listen to classical music, what have you. And maybe some girl who's a bit of a tomboy and she likes to play with, you know, trucks and G.I. Joe dolls, what have you. You know, the old model was, you let the kids grow up, and maybe as they get older, they decide, well, you know, I'm actually not effeminate or masculine for whatever the gender, whatever the kid's boy or girl. It may grow up to be straight, may grow up to be gay, but it will remain a male or a female, whatever their sexual orientation turns out to be. Well, now the transgender approach is, Johnny, you don't really like to play football, or you're not interested in basketball. You're really a girl trapped in there. You're not Johnny, you're Janet. And so we're going to start giving you transgender counseling. We're going to start putting you on hormones. And then down the road, maybe it's time for a little genital surgery. So we're going to take that penis off, which you really don't need. And as for the tomboy, you know, you're not really a girl, you're really a boy. You know, you're not Susan, you're Scott. And so we're going to give you counseling, hormones, quote-unquote gender-affirming care, and let's take those breasts off. You don't need them, so we're just going to chop your breasts off. This is appalling and disgusting, horrible stuff. And what it seems to me to have done is replaced the sort of religious-based gay conversion therapy, the quote-unquote pray the gay away, quote-unquote, as it's been put. Mm-hmm. And now the idea is, you know, you're not a young kid who's going to grow up to be gay or somebody of the opposite sex trapped in the wrong body. And so we're going to change the body to match the sex that we think is inside of you. And so in that respect, the transgender people really are the ultimate homophobes because they're not letting kids grow up who might turn out to be straight. They might turn out to be gay. Let them grow up to whatever they're going to grow up into. And instead, the idea is let's give them injections and break out the scalpels and turn them into the opposite sex from which they were born. I think this is appalling. It is disgusting. And ironically, the T's and LGBTQIA+, et cetera, et cetera, have become turned into basically the natural enemies of the L's and the G's who are not letting little kids grow into L's and G's if that's what they're going to grow into, but instead try to turn them into boys into girls and girls into boys. And this is one more reason the transgender movement is totally out of control and needs to be clamped down upon and utterly defeated.
And there's no consideration here, again, in following the money. These doctors that do these horrendous surgeries on these young kids, they are making a ton of flipping money at the expense of these young young boys and girls that'll be altered for the rest of their lives, Roy. 40 seconds left. Go ahead.
Kind of permanent. This isn't like, okay, little boy, if you want to wear a dress, that's okay. And maybe after a year he says, I'm tired of dresses, I want to put blue jeans on. This is permanent. You know, you get your double mastectomy at age 12 or 13, your breasts aren't going to come back. You get your penis removed surgically, it's not going to grow back. And in many cases, they want to do this without letting parents be involved. And if you've got adults telling kids, hey, let's do something, don't tell your parents, that's your signal to call 911 at once.
Mm. Unbelievable. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Great. Talk to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.